There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.
I've never related to a email that I've received from a listener more than the one we got the other day, Raven.
Yeah.
It's Anna and Raven. Let me read you this email. Hi, Anna. Yesterday, as I was listening to the Anna and Raven show, as I do every morning, good job right there. You know, just sticking that in there.
Right.
Yeah.
That's the best way to open up a letter is that to flattery. Flattery makes it work great.
I was dreading bothering my coworkers with my son's fundraiser. Can I say I hate asking people for money? You could definitely say that. Everybody hates doing that.
School fundraisers, tis the season.
She continues, she says, I'm sure you understand being a parent, so I thought maybe I should send Anna and Raven the fundraiser.
Things a little bit different this year, obviously. Kids can't go door to door, really, without getting a look from somebody, one of their neighbors.
Yeah. I don't know the last time ever my daughter went door to door. It's more like she goes to her grandparents, my parents. And then that's basically it. And maybe, then it's up to me to do the rest.
Maybe it must be my neighborhood then, I guess, because we get quite a few.
This is the time of year when it's all about the school fundraisers. And they stink. There is nothing worse than having to ask people for money for junk they don't need and they don't want to spend on.
What do you mean? You don't want a $10 chocolate bar?
No, I don't want a $10 chocolate bar. So I've compiled a list of the fundraisers that I hate the most.
All right.
And you tell me if you agree with them.
Okay, yeah.
Now, side note, Jessica, who sent us this email, was selling pies.
Yeah, by the way, right.
We immediately bought the pies.
Two pies. They were quality pies.
Yeah. So I was thinking, I'm like, that's brilliant because who doesn't want a delicious pie? I would love a delicious pie.
Right.
So we bought them. But then I was thinking about all the dumb stuff other people have to sell.
Well, that's
schools.
The thing. Right. It pales in comparison to other things that you actually have available to buy.
Popcorn? Nobody wants it.
Yeah.
Nobody wants your stale popcorn.
Popcorn is only good when it's being popped. That's the thing. Mm-hmm. Is it's only good when it's being popped and within an hour or so. The only place where they get away with it being a little bit longer, of course, is the movie theater.
Wrapping paper? Come on. This has been an old school one. Who needs $10 roll of wrapping paper?
Here's
Who?
The thing. You buy the wrapping paper and you mention a roll. Most of the time when I see it, it's not even a roll. It's like a square they send you.
Yeah.
And it's enough to wrap like one coffee mug.
You're like, wait a minute. How am I going to wrap the other gifts that I have?
You have to put a patch on every box that you go ahead and wrap so that it will actually reach around.
Magazines? I don't even know they made magazines anymore.
Yeah. Isn't that over yet?
Wreaths. Got to go. Like you buy a wreath. It comes like 4 days before Christmas. But the number one, and then they make your kid, like, oh, you got to sell $200 so you get a SpongeBob keychain. Who wants that? But the number one new fundraiser that makes me crazy is when you get the email that says you have to go for dinner at a restaurant between 6 and 8 p.m. and then 15% of the proceeds go to the school. Because now you're telling me where to go eat. And on top of all of it, I'm going to eat food I don't want. You're going to give about 37 cents to the school. And you're going to tell me when I have to have dinner.
You've got to sit down, place the order, consume it, and then be out the door before a certain time.
Right.
Seems a little bit rough.
You know what works? Pies.
Pies, people. That's our advice.
Brooklyn Pizza Shop is offering comforting words for just a dollar, Raven.
Oh, that's nice. Seems kind of like a bargain, actually.
Yeah. Whenever you call and order your pizza, for one extra dollar, you can add on that buck, and they will deliver it, and the guy will say something motivational like this.
Everything is going to be okay, and you're doing the best you can.
Is that worth a dollar?
Is it just like that, or is it actually that line every single time?
It's that line every single time.
Wow.
Everything's going to be okay.
Everything's going to be okay, and you're doing the best you can.
All right.
I mean, it's fair enough to say, and people would like to hear it. A dollar added on extra time is kind of savvy, right?
Yeah.
Up those tips.
Tan on Raven. My dad is a pizzeria guy. He owns pizzerias. He has his whole life.
Mm-hmm.
So I told him this, and he was like, huh. That's how they make money? All you got to do is say things to them? And I was like, yeah, Dad. Like, that's what we got to do. When people order pizzas, you say for an extra dollar, you're going to say something.
Yes.
So I decided to ask him to give some motivational quotes himself.
Oh, I'm excited about this. No question about it. Can we judge whether or not they're actually, like, good motivational songs?
Yeah.
Oh, I love that.
Motivational quotes.
Right. I'm here for that. Okay.
Life is not about waiting for the storm to pass, but learning to dance in the rain.
Thanks, Daddy.
I like it.
Yeah.
It's kind of, it sounds kind of deep, right? Like it gives you a moment where you're like, that's silly. And then you're like, wow, what's wrong with me? That actually sounds really wonderful.
Here's your ledge pepperoni. Dance in the rain.
A negative mind will never give you a positive life.
Oh, like that one a lot.
Yeah, that one's worth $1.50.
Oh, my gosh. That's
listen to your wife. Otherwise, you're going to have a tough life.
Okay. So here's the thing. My dad started reading these quotes that I printed for him, right?
Yeah. And the first ones he came out and he was feeling really good, and then he kind of fell off.
And then he was like, Anna, this is stupid. I could write better ones. Oh, you know, Anna.
Perfect.
I could write better motivation. I go, all right, go for it, Daddy. So he decided he was going to make up his own.
Okay.
Picasso says, look at it. If you like it, steal the idea.
I don't even know if that's real.
I'm going to give it to him. That was his first one.
He was trying.
That he wrote. That's good.
Yep.
If you don't have much, look for more.
I mean, just laying it out there.
That one's a little bit lazy. Let's be.
Then here comes Zio Mario.
Okay.
Zio Mario, my dad's brother, also makes pizzas at the pizzeria, right? He's like, I can do this, Anna.
If you got a tough boss, quit the job.
He was really proud of that one. But then my dad went deep on this.
Okay.
You can do it. Just do it. And shut up.
Right. What, Daddy? What do we do?
And shut up.
All right, Dad. Got it. But he needed to remind you of one last thing.
Okay.
And for an extra dollar, I think this is the most important thing to remember.
What's that?
Pizza is going to taste a lot better when you share it with friends.
Yes, it
will.
That's
nice. So make sure you order a second.
Yeah. $2 for that one. Thanks to TikTok, everything that is old is new again, and it's confusing our younger generation.
Hmm.
It's Anna and Raven. Fleetwood Mac's Dreams has been experiencing this huge boost in popularity because it was featured in a TikTok video. It's this guy, he's skateboarding down a highway drinking cranberry juice, and he's like mouthing, you know, the lyrics to Dreams.
Okay.
So it goes viral. It's got like over 23 million views so far. Fleetwood Mac's drummer, Mick Fleetwood, he later recreated it. Everyone's been talking about it. But then it started this conversation with me and my daughter.
Hayden, what's that song that you said is a new song you just heard on TikTok?
The Fleetwood Mac.
Oh, the Fleetwood Mac? That's the name of the band?
I think so.
They're a new band?
Yeah.
Brand new song, Raven.
Yeah.
Have you heard this one yet?
It's a good one. Good band.
Wait, we're going to put it in our rotation really soon.
I have no doubt that it was in rotation here at some point.
Right. But maybe
sometime.
Not this week. It's new.
Right.
But this has been a reoccurring thing that's been happening with my daughter and I, where she'll tell me about a new song that she hears on TikTok that she really likes.
Sure.
And it turns out it's not really so new.
Hayden, what's that other song that you were telling me about the other day, the new one that you really like, that it sounds like it's an older lady singing, but it's new?
The one that's like, so now you're back from outer space.
Yeah, that one.
I just walked in and found you here with that sad look upon your face.
That song is brand new, right?
Yep. I will survive, oh, as long as I know.
Gloria Gaynor's brand new.
There hasn't been any weddings. So she hasn't heard this at a wedding. That's what's going on with that.
It's true. She hasn't heard it. So she's like, oh, that song is brand new. She sounds like she's older. But man, that song is hip.
Yeah.
How about that song by that new artist, MC Hammer?
The one that was like, you can't touch this. Da, na, 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 na. Can't touch this.
Can't touch this. Touch this.
I actually had to learn the dance to this for her TikTok video.
Nice.
Yeah. Dun, 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 dun. It's kind of like the Macarena, but you got to move really fast.
That's not how I remember it,
because
but okay.
Because what TikTok does is they remix it.
Oh, okay.
So that's the thing, though, is they take all these songs that we're so familiar with that we've known for, you know, our lives.
Sure.
And they remix them, and it kind of fools the kids because they assume like, oh, it's got beats, so it's got to be a new song.
Well, MC Hammer, you know, that song sounds like a song of the moment, obviously, right? With everything being social distance, stay back, wash your hands. Yeah, it makes sense.
She's like, this MC Hammer guy's got it down.
He just tapped into pop culture and wrote something that we needed to hear right now.
But this one actually broke my heart because she didn't know who it was.
Oh, boy.
What's that last song? The one that about going to work?
The one that was like, working 9 to 5. I forgot the rest of the words.
Do you know who Dolly Parton is? Do you think she's a new singer or no?
She's a newer singer, but she's old.
Oh, do you know that she's in her 70s and she's going to be on the cover of Playboy?
What's Playboy? Working 9 to 5.
What a way to make a living. I mean, I feel like I almost failed as a mother.
Yeah.
When you don't know who Dolly Parton is and that this is a historic song and she thinks this is a new song.
I think it's maybe time for you to break that out. I mean, I can't believe that you haven't watched this movie together.
I know.
Right? With all the different lists that we've put together with the lack of new entertainment. Like, that should make the list.
Oh, my gosh. Next week in Hayden's class, 101 90s hip hop. She's got to learn everything and just start from the beginning.
I love it.
That's all I need to know about you.
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 That's all I need to know about you. 1-800-330-9999 if you want to call in. All you have to do is fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. If you are in a band and you're doing a gig at a pumpkin patch.
Nice.
And you start swearing even though 90% of your crowd is kids running around.
Yeah, you got to be careful with that.
That's all I need to know about you.
Yeah, I've seen this at the Vineyards too, man, where they're doing like the fall experience things and there's bands playing there and they might not be used to playing a gig at a vineyard. And all of a sudden it's like, man, you know, talk about your song selection like beforehand, before the set, and adapt and overcome.
It was the strangest thing. We're at this, it's an apple orchard / pumpkin patch. It's got everything there. And it's got
fall festival place.
And it's set up. So everything is outside and they set up on these massive tractor trailers, like flatbeds, you know, and they have the band up there.
Sure.
And my daughter comes and there's, you know, we go with another family and there's like six kids and they're all playing, including my toddler, Dakota, who's not even two yet.
And you're not the only people there with kids. I mean, there's lots of them. They're all over the place.
There are millions of kids like playing. It's 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
A single guy doesn't go to the pumpkin patch to get his pumpkins at 3 o'clock at Saturday on the afternoon. Right.
And my daughter, my older one, Hayden, comes up to me and she's like, Mommy, the guy keeps saying the F word. Now she's not.
What?
Yeah, she's not tattling because she's more or less knows that I'll be amused by this.
She's observing this.
She knows me
well
enough, right?
Passing it on to you.
I go, no, he's not. And she goes, come listen. So I'm like, all right. So I walk over there with my pumpkin beer, of course, in my hand.
Sure.
As basic as I can possibly be.
Three pumpkin beers to the wind.
Yeah, and sure enough, he's like swearing. He's like, and he's saying all these things.
He's
trying to get the crowd revved up.
So he's talking in between the songs. He's not, well, it sounds like somebody else had the pumpkin beer.
I was thinking, I go, what is wrong with you? Like, look out at your crowd.
Right.
Like, Dakota, my little one, is just spinning. She's spinning, dancing.
Right. She thinks this is normal.
Right, 100% normal.
For mommy's first word, baby's first word.
God forbid. That's all I need to know about you.
If you think that it actually takes 20 minutes to fill a prescription, that's all I need to know about you. I am the only person here. So yesterday, my wife, she wasn't feeling well, and she had to go to the hospital, actually. She's fine. Everything is good. But, you know, she had to get some medication sent over, right?
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, 7:30, they send it over to the pharmacy, and I go over there. Now, ironically, I had to go into the pharmacy anyways because it's the only place on the planet that you can get a battery for a remote for your car.
Right.
You know, because Walmart just won't stock them anymore or whatever. So I go in there. I drop it off. I don't even have to drop it off because they already sent it. So I said, yeah, I'm here. I'm going to pick those up. And they said, okay, well, two are ready. Give us just a minute. We're going to get the third one. And I said, okay, great. So I go and I do some shopping and, you know, I find the batteries, which takes forever. I got to figure out which battery is mine or whatever. I go back up to the counter and this time I drive around and they said, you know, can you circle back? And if anybody pulls up behind you, just, you know, circle back. You can sit there at first, she says. You can sit there, but if anybody pulls up behind you, do me a favor and circle around. I said, sure, no problem. She's like, it'll be just a minute. So I sit there, and I'm there for 5 to 10 minutes, and then she tells me it's going to take another 20 minutes. Could I pull over to the other area of the parking lot and then circle back? And it's like 8:20, and there's nobody in the pharmacy whatsoever. Does anybody believe it actually takes you a half hour to get pills from one big bottle and put them in a small bottle?
Well, you made
I'm not believing
you
that.
Made a rookie mistake. You made a massive rookie mistake.
What did I do?
You did it in the car. So whenever you go to any of these places, Walgreens, CVS, wherever you go to get your things, Rite Aid, what you have to do is you have to stand there.
Right there.
Right. You have to. You don't go. Don't do the drive-thru.
Right.
Are you nuts? You better have ordered that 6 days ago.
I have my mask on and everything for courtesy.
No. You stand there right where the cashier is, and they say, and they have seats there. Don't fall for those seats. Don't sit down and wait. You stand there. With your arms behind your back, and you just stare at them, and you wait. And you want to know what?
What?
They figure out how to go get those pills. They get them a little bit
They make
faster.
It happen a little bit quicker. Yeah. I understand now.
I feel like using the term pumpkinologist
seems a little bit like I'm exaggerating or I'm not being very modest or humble, but the truth of the matter is I know my pumpkins.
Yeah, you fancy yourself to be a very big pumpkinologist, that yep. you know everything about pumpkins. You're very specific about the type of pumpkins that you want for right. whatever reason it may be. You're not the best carver, I think, but, you know, you put in the real effort. And again, you've got various pumpkins for various areas here.
It's Anna and Raven. I actually do think I'm a good carver. I draw them with my pencil, and then my husband actually does the carving, though, because it's very messy.
But that would mean that you're not really a carver.
Whatever. It takes two people.
So you conceptualize.
It takes two to make a thing go right, you know?
is that right?
Right, to carve the pumpkin.
We're going to give you three pumpkins here today, and I have three different pumpkin photos that we're going to have here. We're going to call this a pumpkin Rorschach test. So I want you to degrade the pumpkins as to mm-hmm. what you see here, and then, you know, if you see anything else in the pumpkin as to what a character could be or whatever your preferential pumpkin would be.
Yeah, I should also mention this all came up because I went pumpkin picking this weekend and rejected every pumpkin in the patch.
Right.
And told my husband he had to take me to a different pumpkin patch this week, which he's not happy about.
I've done that. It's happened before in my life, too. So maybe it's a husband-wife thing.
Let me see.
I give you example number one, pumpkin number one.
So this pumpkin that Raven is showing me right now is big and round. So the size is nice if you're looking for this kind. But if you look, Raven, that stem is really laying to the left.
It is laying over.
And if you look, the coloring on it looks a little bit like it's been faded. So what that means is that pumpkin was picked a long time ago. Its shelf life, especially this early in the season, probably not going to be ideal to make it all the way through Halloween. So I would say based on that stem alone, which has no character whatsoever, and looks completely dried out, I would not choose that pumpkin.
You have paid everywhere upwards to $30 or $40 for a pumpkin also. What if you were stuck with this pumpkin, could you put a dollar amount on it?
$4. I mean, it's a good size.
That's a sad pumpkin.
Yeah.
I don't think that you can get a pumpkin anywhere for $4.
Doesn't even have any character. Okay. Next pumpkin, please.
All right. Thank you. Okay. Here we have a prize-winning fair pumpkin. Look at that.
Oh. So this is a giant, super-sized pumpkin. This
I believe
pumpkin,
it is the record holder in Wisconsin.
It's 1,818 and a half pounds.
Yep.
Yeah. I know that just by looking at it. Actually, because you wrote it in big Sharpie right above it.
I did what I could.
This pumpkin is great. This is like a fun accent piece, but what are you going to do with this? You can't carve this pumpkin. You can't bake this pumpkin. This pumpkin is for you to walk by and be like, whoa, look at the size of that pumpkin. And then that's the end of it. So like
accent piece?
It's an accent piece.
It's like putting a junk vehicle on your front lawn. It weighs nearly 2,000 pounds. It's over a metric ton.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's visually appealing, but once you get beyond that, not so great.
I can't go with pumpkins that are a different color, if I'm being honest, when they're like this. Yeah, okay, yeah. All right.
And I then that's character.
Then we have a very specific pumpkin. This one is actually bread. This is a bread pumpkin, and you can buy the seeds.
Oh.
This is what they call the pipsqueak pumpkin, I believe.
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
Well, I didn't think you'd be so turned on by it.
Let's talk about this pumpkin. I like pumpkins that are tall and skinny. They make the best scary faces because you can get like that scream O mouth on it.
Sure.
Right? That stem has a ton of personality. It's almost as big as the pumpkin. And on top of it, the coloring on it is rich. It's got a nice flat side so you can easily carve. There's so many things you can do with this pumpkin. I'm in love with this pumpkin.
This is the pumpkin you would marry.
Right.
Clearly.
Here's the one issue that I've had that I need your help with. I cannot get the squirrels to stop eating my pumpkins when I put them on my stoop.
So if you were to bring this beauty home.
How would I protect it?
That's right.
How do you protect your pumpkins from getting eaten by squirrels? 1-800-330-9999. That's what I need help on. It's Anna and Raven. Is a pumpkinologist even a real thing, or is that a word we made up?
I mean, you feel pretty good about having the title, don't you?
I do. It's Anna and Raven. I love pumpkins, like to the point where like I'm really picky about the pumpkins that I get. I rejected a whole pumpkin patch this past weekend. I'm making my husband take me to somewhere else that is known for having quality pumpkins on Friday.
When you went to the pumpkin patch, what did you say about the farmers that were there, the ones that were, you rejected everything?
I didn't really say anything. My husband could see my face, and then he had a look of sadness because he knew that I wasn't going to buy a pumpkin there.
Right.
And we get like a squad of them. Here's the thing, though. Once we get our squad of pumpkins home, the one thing I have not mastered as a pumpkinologist is how to get the squirrels from not eating them, because the squirrels constantly go after them, and there is nothing more infuriating than going outside in the morning and seeing all the little specks all around and the little teeth marks. And I'm like, I hate you, squirrel.
I mean, I go with the old farmer's solution on this one here.
What's that?
With both squirrels and chipmunks. It works for both. You fill a 5-gallon bucket full of water, and then you put birdseed in the top of it.
No.
I'm just saying.
You're an animal lover, Raven.
I am indeed, but they cause a lot of damage, all right? The foundations of the house, all that stuff. So sometimes you just got to, you know, it's got to be a culling. That's all I'm saying.
I am 100% against
the herd.
Harming the squirrels. I just want them to stop eating my pumpkins that are way too expensive because, let's be honest, they're pumpkins.
We use the word harvest. It sounds more humane.
Okay. 1-800-330-9999. Santa and Raven, what do you do to keep the squirrels off your pumpkins?
Rub Tabasco sauce on it.
Tabasco sauce, huh?
Does it change the coloring of the pumpkin at all? Does it stain it?
I don't think so.
Do you lick your fingers after you do that?
No, you can't do that. Don't lick your fingers.
Absolutely.
We do the same thing with a cayenne pepper around the perimeter of the house for bunnies. But as soon as it rains, then you're in trouble. So you're going to be rubbing these pumpkins down.
I just got to get so much Tabasco sauce.
Yeah, you're going to have to do this a lot.
Yeah.
That's what they used to tell us to do to the bottoms of our furniture legs when we had puppies that would chew all our furniture up. But I never had the heart to do that.
I was going to say, let's go around poisoning all animals around us.
Well, Tabasco could be delicious. I enjoy Tabasco.
Right, unless you got an ulcer.
I love Tabasco.
Or that puppy's got a sensitive stomach.
Anna and Raven, how do you keep the squirrels from eating your pumpkins?
This is Terry. You have to use Vaseline. That's what I've done before. Coat it with Vaseline.
Do they not like the taste of Vaseline, or do they just run at it full speed, hit it with their face, and fly off in a different direction?
Right, they bounce off.
Right.
That maybe they would do that. I haven't seen them do it. I have not had them take bites out of my pumpkin.
If you put Vaseline on a pumpkin, you got to set it up in front of your Ring camera, because I want to see this.
I do, too.
Yeah.
Plus, like, you know when you get Vaseline in your hair, it's the worst thing that's ever happened to you in your life? Imagine that squirrel with Vaseline all in its fur.
No dates for you, Mr. Squirrel.
No.
That's okay, because I don't like squirrels.
Yeah, screw those squirrels. Hi, Dan and Raven. How do you protect from the pumpkins from the squirrels?
You go to one of those stores that makes the plexiglass screens for the COVID and have them make you a plexiglass box, a clear box.
It's like for my Beanie Babies.
Around the pumpkin.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right.
So like when the Beanie Babies used to go in the clear plastic box, now I need one for the pumpkin. That seems like a genius thing.
Requires some investment, though, and who's going to turn it over? And then you got to make sure that your pumpkin fits inside the plexiglass.
Yeah, it's a lot of work, but if you really care for your pumpkins and you're willing to do it.
Sure.
What do you do to protect your pumpkins from the squirrels? 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. Pumpkinologist. That's what I am, because I love my pumpkins. And I actually know a lot about them. But I know how to pick them. I know how to carve them. The one thing I don't know how to do, Raven.
Protect them.
Seriously. The squirrels, every year, it's become like a thorn in my side. You come outside and you see all the little markings all around. And you see the little nibbles in the pumpkins. And stop eating my pumpkins, you squirrels.
Yeah, you know, the thing about squirrels is some people think they're really cute. But they are highly destructive creatures. They will tear stuff up.
1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. How do you keep your pumpkins safe from the squirrels?
Put a little drop of ammonia on it.
Just one drop? What if my pumpkin's really big?
No, just a little bit. They get the smell of it and they stay away. Same thing with your garbage. If you have an animal go in your garbage, put a little ammonia and they won't touch it.
I had no idea.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. How do you protect those pumpkins from the squirrels?
Clear spray varnish?
Like a polyurethane?
Yes, you just spray your pumpkin. You can do it in the shiny or you can do it in the regular. Makes a protective coating that the animals don't like.
I like that idea because I bet you it adds sheen to like the actual carving. It makes it look cooler.
Well, if you go with the semi-gloss, but if you go with the matte, you can have no sheen.
Well, okay.
That's right.
All right. Anna and Raven, how do you protect your pumpkins from the squirrels?
Yes, Home Depot sells a spray called Repel All, and it is not toxic. It does have a terrible smell to it, but they don't touch the pumpkin.
Yeah.
Does it continue to smell after you spray? Like, you spray that area, and from then on, it's going to stink over there.
It's going to smell for maybe an hour, but after that, it doesn't. But it does protect all vegetables and the pumpkin as well. We've been using that for years.
Imagine your neighbor comes over with beautiful tomatoes from their garden, but they stink to high heaven.
And on Raven, how do you protect your pumpkins from the squirrels?
Good morning. Use WD-40. Spray it all over it and it shines and it's beautiful and it keeps the screw away.
And it won't rust. That's nice.
No. Right.
Right.
I never had a problem with my pumpkins rusting.
Well, you won't now.
Definitely not. Yeah. How do you protect your pumpkins from the squirrels?
Okay, two tricks. Either you can use mothballs and put a few on the inside around the area where the candle is. You won't smell it if it's outdoors. Or you can use those poppables, any of the scented crystals that you put into your wash, to sprinkle them around the inside. And generally, they won't eat anything that smells like that.
I thought she was going to say essential oils. And I'm like, here we go. Essential oils just curing everything.
Another
once again.
Use. Are mothballs flammable?
I don't know. We'll find out. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. How do you protect your pumpkins from the squirrels?
I know this sounds crazy, but squirrels don't like the smell of blood. So if you put some blood meal around the pumpkins, they just don't show up.
Wait a minute. What's blood meal? What's blood meal?
What?
Blood meal is like, you know, cornmeal, but like just made of blood.
What? Wait a minute. That can't be a real thing. Somebody Google that.
Yeah. Well, hold on. Let me look.
Come on.
Blood meal.
What?
Blood. Yeah, no. It's like a powdered blood.
Who is selling powdered blood? That's
somebody.
Disgusting.
Is it available? Oh, Amazon. Amazon's got it. Yep.
Tell me it's Amazon. What kind of blood is it?
Does it say?
Poor cows.
Right?
They haven't given enough already?
Well, what's worse, pricking your finger and spreading the blood around your pumpkins to keep the squirrels away? Or buying this for $13.73 on Amazon.com?
Oh, God. That's disgusting.
Oh, how did you learn that squirrels don't like blood? It's got to be a Google thing, right?
Yeah, well, like my friend hinted at it, and then I Googled it to make sure, so.
Right, because when you heard it, you thought it sounded insane also. Right.
Tonight, the new Super Bowl for commercials?
I was just thinking, like, I've never been this excited before in my life for a debate.
Right. It's Anna and Raven. So tonight is the vice presidential debate between VP Mike Pence and Democratic nominee Kamala Harris, and it's happening at 9 o'clock. 90 minutes long. You can be able to watch it on every major network and cable news channel. Susan Page, she is USA Today's Washington's bureau chief. She's going to be the moderator. Now, here's the thing. The 90-minute debate itself has no commercials, but all these networks are milking it with the pre-debate shows to get people to watch, and the commercial prices are nuts.
It's like, crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been nuts to me. The fact that there's a pregame for a presidential debate anyways. Like, I'm the person screaming, why can't we start this thing at 8 o'clock?
Right, why 9 o'clock so late?
They got to get the prime time in,
oh,
man. None of the shows are on, so they all want this thing to be prime time.
That's true. So last week for the first round of debates, which was obviously between Biden and Trump, 73.1 million people watched. So
oh, my gosh.
That's a nice chunk of America. Americans.
That is nearly half of the Super Bowl total viewing, is somewhere around 180 million or something like that.
Yeah, people are interested. You know, it's fiery and
that's
they want
amazing.
To see what they say. So they're saying that for tonight's debate, the commercial spots are running between $150,000 to $300,000 for 30-second spot.
Now, granted, Super Bowl, it's $5 million or something like that for 30 seconds. But if you look at any other time, like, that's higher, I think, than the finale of Friends. Like, that's up there, man. That's big money.
Keep in mind, too, that you can choose what network you want to go with. So, whereas, like, a lot of these things where if you're buying just for Friends or just the Super Bowl, you're stuck with that one network. You got to pay their premium. But here, you can choose between Fox or ABC or NBC or whatever.
They're all running it.
All of them. So, the top paid advertisers 4 years ago for the three debates included these guys.
So, we're taking our science and unleashing it. All in an effort to advance potential therapies and vaccines.
That's Pfizer. They spend a lot of money on advertising.
They got lots of money, that's for sure.
Yeah, then it was Jeep. Jeep spent a lot of money 4 years ago. Yeah, crazy, right? Then these guys.
We'll compete again and create again. And when the time comes, we will be ready.
Adidas. Adidas spent a ton of money 4 years ago.
Sneaker company, a car company, and then pharmacy.
Okay, hold on. And then this.
What?
Oppenheimer Funds, the right way to invest.
Right, to round out.
Well, money makes sense to me. Always when you're talking about debates and stuff like that, because it's one of the subjects that they're touching on. I could see the big pharma type, you know, characters for the presidential debate because both those guys are ancient.
Right.
So, I mean, that makes sense to me.
What I find interesting is also who were huge advertisers 4 years ago, Warner Brothers, 20th Century Fox, Amazon Prime Video. They're promoting all the movies that were coming out. But obviously, we're not going to see a whole
There's
lot
no
of
movies.
That. There's no movies.
Right.
Right.
Who's it going to be tonight?
Well, that's what I'm trying to figure out. So I thought we would place a bet. Who do you think will have the last commercial before the debate officially begins?
I mean, that's so basically Budweiser before kickoff.
Yes.
Right.
8:59 p.m. tonight. I've already DVR'd every one of the major news networks. everyone I set up. So I'll be able to check right after it
starts.
You're
a special kind of crazy when it comes to the election season. You know that, right?
Right. Well, I'm just curious because to me, it's like, who's going to spend that big money right before they kick off? Who do you think it's going to be?
Well, do you have choices for me or I'm just coming off the top of my
head
here?
Top of your head.
Gosh, I think we're going to see some. Gosh, I don't know. Cialis. I'm going to see something about
what?
Some sort some sort of ED medication. That's what I'm going to go with. That's my shot in the dark. Some sort of
Cialis.
ED. That's right. Sort of ED medication.
Let me write that down in case I forget. Cialis.
You won't forget it.
Right. I think Kamala was rocking Timberlands, right? And okay. Everyone was talking about that. I think we're going to see a shoe company. I think we're going to see some kind of shoe company, like how Adidas came in. I think it's going to be, yep.
Okay.
I think it's going to be a shoe company.
Can I just go with pharmaceuticals then, if you're going to go with shoe company
no,
in general?
No, you've gone with
so it's got to be ED now. All right.
I think, you never know.
I guess
so
anything's
tonight,
possible.
We'll watch the last commercial before the debate, and we'll see who's right tomorrow, same time.
When you're going through a breakup, you're one of two things. You get that sad, and you're a little bit pathetic, and you're like, woe is me.
Why?
Or you turn really angry like a psychopath, and you're like, I hate him. This is his
I'm
fault.
Better off without her.
Right.
She's a loser.
It's Anna and Raven. Well, that's kind of what's going on right now between Demi Lovato and her ex-fiance, Max Eric. They dated briefly, got engaged. He's an actor, too. He's on soap operas. And the way that they have responded to this breakup is crazy town.
Well, you know what? They went in quarantine time, right? Had just got together before that, and then you're in the hot and heavy, and then things change. The world opens back up, and you're gone.
So they break up. They break off their engagement like 5 minutes ago, and all of a sudden, a couple days ago, Demi Lovato comes out with this like really sad song called Still Have Me.
And it hurts to breathe. I don't have much, but at least I still have me.
Believe in you.
I don't need you. I've got me.
That's
I'm
right.
Better. It's one of those like the sad, pathetic anthems, right?
Didn't he say he found out in the tabloids?
He says that he thinks the whole thing was a PR stunt, their entire relationship. He went on this tirade. This thing is 5 minutes long. I'm going to play you a short clip of it because it is so uncomfortable.
Okay.
But he is the angry.
All right, let me hear it.
Stop using me as a pawn in a PR stunt. I'm a person, a living, breathing person with feelings, with blood in my arms. Like, I was in love. The whole world should freaking know it. I thought I found the real deal. Now I found out that I was used. I hope this makes you happy.
He's
blood
so
in my
mad.
Arms. Right. Blood in my... Here's the thing, all right? If you pay attention to Demi in relationships like that, you know it's not going to last forever. Enjoy your time while you have it, friend.
Well, it comes down to the angry versus pathetic. Which do you prefer to be in a breakup? So we've taken some of the biggest breakup anthems of all time, and we're going to decide, would you rather be angry or would you rather be pathetic?
I'm ready.
Okay, angry, Carrie Underwood.
Like she cuts the leather seats.
She slashes the tires.
Yeah, then she gets the bat. She goes after the headlights.
Yeah.
The headlights, you know, they're each like $1,500 on one of them trucks.
She's mad.
Oh, yeah. She's definitely mad. I wouldn't mess with Carrie Underwood.
Would you rather be her or Sinead O'Connor?
It's been 7 hours and 15 days since you took your love away.
I mean, nothing. Nothing compares. That's why I'm just out here living on this park bench while this goes on until you come back outside and pay attention to me again.
I'd rather be Carrie Underwood any day of the week. Give me a Louisville Slugger. I'll take it to both headlights versus,
Let me give you one point of fact here, though.
Yeah.
I'm calling the police if you do that to my vehicle.
Good luck proving it. All right, so you rather would be pathetic in that position?
Yes. Yeah, I'm going to go pathetic because I don't want to be incarcerated.
Angry versus pathetic. This has got to be one of the most angriest anthems of all time. Alanis Morissette.
And I'm here to remind you of the mess you left when you went away.
I'm not going away. She ain't going away.
Right. I love that song.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of the best breakup songs of all time, basically. Right. If not the best, that is right up there.
Well, this is also considered one of the greatest big breakup songs of all time, even though it's incredibly pathetic.
I'll be the one
if you want me to.
Whenever I hear this, I just look off into the distance.
Anywhere I would have followed you.
Look at the ceiling so nobody else sees you crying.
I'm not crying. Something
you're crying.
Up on you. You could be crying at any time for anything with that song when it comes on. A Great Big World, Say Something. That is heart-wrenching, man.
Would you rather be angry or pathetic?
Angry all day on
Me
that.
Me too,
angry. All day.
One last one. One last one. All right, CeeLo, he was angry.
You know, he's angry, but he's also still kind of funny, which I also like.
But
you know?
What we forget about CeeLo is that's not the real words to the song, Forget You.
I don't forget that.
They used the real bad words.
Yes.
They had to change it to make radio safe so we could play it. Now, would you rather be that kind of angry with tongue in cheek or this kind of pathetic sad?
I hate to turn up out of the blue uninvited, but I couldn't stay away. I couldn't fight it. I had hoped you'd see my face and that you'd be reminded that for me, it is no.
I mean, she shows up and it sounds like there might be a restraining order in place.
Right.
I hate to be here uninvited, but I'm here anyways because I thought if you saw me, you might change your mind and bring me back.
In the song, doesn't she say the guy moved to another country?
No, that's
to get
a different song,
her?
But we always try and think of that song.
Yeah.
He moves to another continent to get away from her.
Would you rather be pathetic like Adele or angry like CeeLo?
Oh, I'm definitely going angry that time.
Me too.
Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every weekday morning, a couple joins us. They let us know what their disagreement is about, and then you decide who's right. Steve and Jamie. Jamie, let's start with you. What's going on?
We're paying for our grandfather's car payment. He's 86. He shouldn't be driving anymore. This is like a major hazard. We've talked to him about giving up his license, but he won't give in. I say we just need to cut him off. We need to stop paying for his car and his insurance. I mean, we got to show him tough love, you know?
Oh, my gosh.
But Grandpa will probably continue. I mean, unless you go over there and actually physically remove the car, he'll probably just keep rolling dirty. That's what he's going to do at that point. Because, you know, that's more than just stopping to drive the car. It's symbolic of freedom at that age, basically.
Yeah, but freedom, okay, fine, you can argue that, but he's also putting other people's lives at risk. What if he, like, crashes into somebody? This is a health hazard for other people.
There hasn't been any example of that. All right, babe, come on.
Not
you're right.
Yet.
He's taking away
Not
his freedom.
Yet.
You do this. He's been perfectly fine. And this is the disrespect that we show him by taking away his freedom,
been.
All that he did for me?
No.
Steve, is that true?
No, no, no.
I mean, no, hold on a second, Jamie. Is that true that there's been no incidents at this point, that it's right now it's your paranoia, but there's been no crash, there's been no tickets? Is that accurate?
Babe?
No crash, no tickets. Yeah. No, up until now, but I'm talking about the future.
All right, Steve.
Oh, my God.
Is this Jamie's biological grandfather, or Steve, is this your biological grandfather?
Mine. I'm glad that she's accepted him and her, but he really helped raise me.
And I love him like he's my own. I mean, and this is not about like trying to take away freedom from him or trying to. This is
he
about.
Will
like,
see it he, that way. He will see it that way. You
what?
Know he will.
Well,
he's talked about it when you brought it up.
Okay, how he sees it doesn't matter. Listen, he's going nowhere but down right now as far as, like, declining with eyesight, with his hearing. He's 86, babe. Like, he's not going to get sharper in the hearing and seeing department.
Why do you guys Why do you guys pay for his car payments and his insurance? Just because to help him out?
He's
on a fixed income. It's the respect we show him.
Okay.
Yeah.
How do you propose he gets around if he doesn't have a car?
Right.
Well, I mean, there's like services like Dial-A-Ride or what are those things called? And I'm
you're
going to
release
him
to that
out.
During COVID where he can't just be,
okay,
come on,
okay.
He's in such an age that he shouldn't be around others like that.
Well, what we do is ask our audience what they think. And they may agree with you, Jamie, that 86 and he's going to become like a threat to himself and maybe to others. So maybe it's time to cut him off his car and insurance, which is kind of rough and tough. But what are you going to do? But they may see Steve's side, too. If he hasn't had any incidences to this point, how are you going to take away the freedom that he has?
Right.
What we do is ask our audience what they think, and they may agree with you, Jamie, and they may agree with you, Steve. Do you agree to listen what our audience has to say?
Yes.
I guess I do.
Great. Call or text 1-800-330-9999. It's the Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
Jamie and Steve still pay for Steve's 86-year-old grandfather's car and his car insurance. Now, Jamie says,
he hasn't had any accidents yet, but clearly he shouldn't be still be driving. It's time to pull that back and not pay for it anymore. But Steve doesn't agree.
Yeah, Steve says, listen, there hasn't been a single problem yet at this point. I think that you really need to keep in mind is that Steve basically says that he's an independent man. And if you take away somebody's car, it's not a symbol of freedom. It's their actual ability to be free to do the things that they need to do, whether it's go to the pharmacy, visit a friend, go to the park, whatever it may be.
Yeah, let's check the text line. You could always call or text 1-800-330-9999. We're in the couple's court. I'm on his side. He hasn't had any accidents. He's being followed by doctors. Is he being followed by doctors?
Well, I'm sure he has doctors.
He has doctors.
Right, but I don't think they're following him on the road.
I don't think so. If they do, sign me up for that insurance, right? If his eyesight starts to go, then that's a different scenario. How
sure.
do you know, though? How do you know?
I mean, if they're dealing with him week to week, you know, daily or multiple times throughout the week, I think that they would know.
How about this? I'm on her side. I work rehabilitating the elderly, and there's definitely a loss of reaction awareness that makes it a recipe for disaster.
Well, I mean, teenagers don't have the experience that other people have driving, too, but we let them on the road, right? Not everybody is a perfect driver.
Well, they're a little quicker. They can see.
Yeah, but they text. I mean, everybody has their own things that they do that are dangerous.
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. It's a couple's court, Anna and Raven.
Definitely on Steve's side. I had a friend who drove until he was 90 and drove until the day he died.
Yeah, my grandmother drove until she was like 92. She wasn't that great at it later on in her later years, but she still kept on driving. And if I had tried to take it from her, then she would have just straight barreled me over. I mean, there's no way. It's ageism, really. I mean, you can't do that.
If there's a reason, that's one thing. But if there's been no reason or hazard that he has posed other than chronological age, no. Absolutely not.
And on Raven, whose side are you on?
I am totally on his side. My grandfather was 92 when he stopped driving finally, and he gave it up himself. And honestly, if you look at the car, if there are scratches on the car, if the mirrors are missing, you know, there are signs. She can't just take away somebody's freedom like that unless she's going to drive him everywhere.
Right.
That should be their daily job. All right, everybody, go outside and inspect Grandpa's car. Do a walk around. Is it missing a rearview mirror?
and to be honest, nobody wants to be driven everywhere. They really don't.
I do. I would like to be driven everywhere. Anna and Raven, whose side are you on?
I'm kind of on her side. Like, my mom, when she was like 60, I'm sorry, but I don't want my mom. My mom's like 72 right now, and I think she shouldn't be driving. She hasn't had any accidents, no tickets, no nothing. But I'm a little bit upset. I think everybody over the age of 60 should redo their license to make sure that they're able to do what they need to do. I'm a school bus driver, and every 4 years, we have to go redo our test.
Yeah.
We do the same thing every year.
You know, my grandmother used to say that to us all the time when we would speak with her, is that she believed in retesting past a certain age. Of course, you're not a bus driver. You don't have 50 young lives in the back of your vehicle.
Right, but all you
but
need is one
point,
bad turn, and then, you know, you don't know whose life you put in jeopardy.
Discrimination.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Steve, our audience agreed with you. Jamie, if he hasn't done anything to injure himself or others, you know, knock on wood, you can't take away his freedom just yet.
Great. Thank you. Thank you, audience. Thank you for being rational.
You have to keep an eye on these things. You know, there's no retesting at this point right now. So, yeah, eyesight, stuff like that, you should pay attention to. But until you see, you know, streaks of the same color paint as your garage on the side of the vehicle, at this point, it's safe to say that he's probably better than some out there and worse than some out there. And there's plenty of both out there right now.
I think it's a valid point my wife has brought up. And look, babe, we'll test him every 6 months. You and I will do it, okay? And if we see a decline, immediately we'll react. But right now, I think it's premature. And the world is so messed up right now. Let's not take away this from him, please. I hear you, but
well,
thank
okay.
you.
Okay, it's fine. No, I mean, I agree. Like, this is what was voted, so it's fine.
You have a problem, too. Send an email, couplescore@annaandraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Who's this?
Hi, this is Caitlin.
Caitlin, can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Hi, Raven. Could you please leave the room?
Sure. Good luck, Caitlin.
All right, Caitlin, we got $1,000 on the line. Here's how it's going to work. Raven's walking out of that studio. When that door closes, he can't hear us. It's soundproof. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. I'll bring Raven back in, ask him the same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. It's a tie. It goes to Raven. You ready to play?
Yep.
Number one, The Batman joins several other movies that have pushed back its release. It's now March of 2022. What actor will portray the new Batman?
Robert Pattinson.
Number two, Miley Cyrus will do an MTV Unplugged session from her backyard next Friday. During the first season of MTV Unplugged in the early 90s, artists like Elton John, Sinead O'Connor, Poison, and this band, led by Steven Tyler, performed. What band was that?
Aerosmith.
Number three, a viral TikTok video has a man on a skateboard drinking cranberry juice, jamming out to Fleetwood Mac's classic song Dreams. The famous cranberry juice brand sent him a truck filled with the juice, and he let him keep the truck, too. What brand was that?
Ocean.
Number four, Chicago's famous improv home, The Second City, is up for sale. Famous comedians that have called it home include best friends Tina Fey and Amy Poehler. What award show have they hosted together in the past, and they will again in 2021?
The Golden Globes.
At number five, Skye Jackson gave a beautiful tribute to her late co-star and friend Cameron Boyce last night on Dancing with the Stars. He passed away last year from epilepsy. He was young, too, only 20. What Disney show did they star in together? Time's up. Oh, gosh, I really wanted you to get that last one, Caitlin. It would have been the nail in the coffin. Come on in.
All right, how'd you do?
4 out of 5.
That's pretty impressive. Let's see how I do. $1,000 on the line here.
It's going to be close. Number one, The Batman joins several other movies that have pushed back its release. Now it's March of 2022.
I can't even believe it.
What actor will portray the new Batman?
Robert Pattinson. And in the previews, he looks like he's bringing it.
Number two, Miley Cyrus will be doing an MTV Unplugged session from her backyard next Friday. During the first season of MTV Unplugged in the early 90s, artists like Elton John, Sinead O'Connor, Poison, and this band led by Steven Tyler performed. What band is that?
Steven Tyler's Aerosmith, of course.
Yes. Number three, a viral TikTok video has a man on a skateboard drinking cranberry juice, jamming out to Fleetwood Mac's classic song Dreams. The famous cranberry juice brand sent him a truck filled with the juice and let him keep the truck, too. What brand was that?
That's cool. Ocean Spray, I'm guessing?
Yes. Number four, Chicago's famous improv home, The Second City, is up for sale. Famous comedians that call it home include best friends Tina Fey and Amy Poehler. And me, because I'm their third best friend.
That seems fake.
What award show have they hosted together in the past and they will again in 2021?
They always do the Globes.
Yes. Oh, okay.
You don't think so, huh? Look into my eyes.
Number five, Skye Jackson gave a beautiful tribute to her late co-star and friend Cameron Boyce last night on Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah.
Passed away last year from epilepsy. What Disney show did they star in together?
Oh, I don't know the name. I don't know.
It's Jesse. Actually, one of my favorite shows. I love them in that.
Never guessed that. Sad story. Talented young kid.
Yeah, only 20. It makes me really sad. He was great. All right, Caitlin, I'm sorry. You guys tied at 4. That gets you your own Anna and Raven t-shirt.
This is Caitlin, and I can't beat Raven.
Well, thanks for trying, Caitlin. Hold on the line, girl.
I mean, if the shirt was just encrusted with diamonds, it would be kind of the same.
Another $100 in the jackpot tomorrow morning, same time, $1,100. Make sure you're listening at noon and 5:30 today for the cheat sheet. I'll give you the first two answers to tomorrow's 5 pop culture questions.
Better luck next time.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of Coda's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use Coda Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on Coda. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.